help in recruiting and retention. Tips and advice on how to recruit quality drivers and support staff and keep them happy so you can hold on to them. This is Retention Attention with Jackie McManus on The Tim Ridley Show.
Recruiting and retention specialist Jackie McManus is with us. Jackie, good morning to you.
Tim, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing this morning?
Great. It's the first time we're talking in 2020, so happy 2020.
Yeah, happy 2020 to you as well. We hadn't spoken since last year. It's been a while, hasn't it?
It has. But it's great to be on. Thank you so much for having me.
Always a pleasure to have you on, Jackie. And by the way, our lines are open if you have a question for Jackie at 615-292-6366. So you want to know how our listeners got into the industry this morning?
Yeah. It's just been so helpful being on the show and finding out why drivers got into the field, why they became a truck driver, and then also what's keeping them at current companies. This information has been so valuable for our clients. We have been able to take some of the top tidbits that we've learned and teach them to our clients, and it has made a really big impact. So, you know, when drivers call in and tell us why they're staying at a certain company for specific reasons, that really does go a long way. So I just want to, you know, thank everyone that has called in and appreciate future callers, because it really, really helps us and it helps our clients, the trucking companies.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And it's always interesting to hear how different drivers got into the industry as well, and then what keeps them in the industry, and as far as what keeps them with the company, because you hear so many different, different aspects of it, don't you?
You really do. And but I think one thing that we always hear is earning trust and open and honest communication from the beginning. And, you know, that's always the underlining theme across the board, is having a very transparent advertisement, having a very transparent recruiter that's telling you exactly what you're getting into, and understanding why you're going to be working for that company and what you'll specifically be doing. And I feel like across the board, we always hear that as the common denominator of why a driver's staying with a carrier, is because they are open, honest, and transparent in what they're doing. So we're seeing a lot now, too, is that drivers or our clients are now surveying their own drivers to find out exactly, you know, why a driver that's been with the company for 10 years, why is that, you know? Because there are so many different opportunities out there for drivers. So really honing in on the details of why specific drivers are staying with companies, and that's really helping our clients.
You know, and it's good to hear that companies are really getting on the, you know, just getting on the wagon, so to speak, to want to, you know, do things the way that they need to in order to keep drivers, and not only to bring them in, as we often talk about, but to keep them in there, as we speak about as well. And the thing about it, where I, you know, from what I hear as well, that companies are really trying. And it used to be, there was a time, unfortunately, with some companies, this was many years ago, with some companies, they would just say, oh, we'll get rid of this driver, get another driver, you know. Mm-hmm. There. But mm-hmm. Now companies are really wanting to know how they can gain the trust and earn the respect that they want to earn.
Yeah, and, you know, and to that point, just to piggyback off it, they really are trying to be more approachable, because I think, like you just mentioned, drivers were disposable, which is an insane idea, because it's the livelihood of the businesses.
Right.
But, you know, now companies are really trying to be more approachable and training their staff in how to be more approachable for the drivers, so that they do have that open line of communication, because it's a two-way street. And, you know, not just texting your drivers or calling them, but, you know, making time to have face-to-face conversations as well, whether you're hosting quarterly safety meetings and on a Saturday, and, you know, bring in a bunch of donuts and just chatting with coffee for a couple hours, that sort of thing. So mm-hmm. that, you know, you're really building that communication and building a bond between two people.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, Jackie, you ready to hit the phone lines?
Let's do it.
All right. Chrome Badger is our first stop this morning. Chrome Badger, good morning. You're live on the show with Jackie McManus.
Hey, good morning, Tim. Good morning, Jackie. How are you doing this morning? Good morning. Fantastic. How are you? Very well, thankfully. Very well.
Great.
Why I got into the industry, I grew up around it. My father, he drove for about 50 years. I grew up around it. I was a little boy. And he taught me the ins and outs. And like anything else, it's, this whole industry mm-hmm. has ups and downs. There's so many scenarios and variables. But I like the freedom. I like to mm-hmm. be treated as a professional and not be micromanaged. From a company, I like assigned equipment. I like good pay, very fair pay, fair to good.
Right.
I like to be able to make a living and go out there and work hard, but yet run legal and safe. And I like to get, you know, offered safety bonuses, have good health benefits, and mm-hmm. decent vacation time and home time. The company that I haul for currently, we're actually house yeah. trucks. They're not a trucking company per se. We're house trucks, and I've been with them almost 20 years now, but I've been driving since 1996.
Oh, wow. So can you explain what exactly a house truck is?
I work straight for a medical company. They're one of the world's largest mm-hmm. medical companies, which lease their own trucks, and we're company employees, and, you know, we're truck drivers here. We have warehousemen and pharmacists and whatnot. But like I don't know, that term is not used too much, I know, but my dad always used to use that term, a house truck.
That's funny. Yeah, I've never heard that term before. That's funny.
Yeah. Yeah, and, you know, I've been here all these years, and, you know, I one of my dreams was to own my own truck, but everybody knows mm-hmm. trucking is a very hard business out here. It's very yeah. difficult. It can be difficult, and number crunching it, I'm better off being a company driver as long as, you know, everything's going good right now and I'm really enjoying what I do for my company. But, you know, overall, I think communication is yeah. a big problem now with he said, she said, we don't do that. Oh, we do that. And I think what happens is owners of companies, recruiters, and dispatchers, somewhere along the line, there's lack of communication from what I've seen, and then there's problems in your travel lanes, in your pay, or little procedures that you do. And I mm-hmm. think that's what's wrong with a lot of the bigger companies now, and a lot of drivers complain. I think it's a lack mm-hmm. of real-world hands-on knowledge from dispatchers, maybe, and different personnel. And like I said, I think communication's the key, and respect mm-hmm. goes a long way.
Wow, Chrome Badger, that was awesome, awesome, awesome information. I really appreciate you calling in, and congratulations to being with that company for 20 years. Anything specific stand out and why you've been with them for such a long time?
Well, the first is pay. I mean, you know, I would mm-hmm. do this for free almost. I really enjoy yeah. it, but I would like to get paid, so they do pay well. The mm-hmm. benefits, the health benefits are excellent, and I get assigned equipment. I've had this truck since it was brand spanking new. I have
sure.
almost 600,000, and that's one of the things that drivers like, is to have their own assigned truck, because basically you
yep.
live in this truck. It's home away from home, and you need good, safe, reliable equipment. So that's some of the main reasons why I work here.
That's awesome. Awesome. Thank you so much for calling in. Congratulations on your 20 years with that company.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Jackie, and thanks for taking my call, and everybody have a great morning.
All right. Thanks, Chrome Badger. You do the same, brother. 615-292-6366 if you'd like to weigh in on what got you into trucking here on the Tim Ridley Show with our recruiting and retention specialist, Jackie McManus. Retention Attention with Jackie McManus. This is Tim Ridley on Sirius XM. What got you into trucking? Jackie, our next caller is up there in from up there in your neck of the woods. Anthony is up in Mass and first time caller. Anthony, thank you so much for calling. And Anthony, Jackie is also a small fleet owner as well. Anthony, good morning. You're live on the show with Jackie.
Good morning, Tim. Good morning, Jackie. How are you? I'm from Boston. And I am a fleet manager for a, I have 15 drivers under me. And what I found, the complaints with, when I first came on with the company, I've been, I've had a license since 1978. I've been in this business since 1978. And when I got on with this company, their trucking was a total disaster because they had somebody running their trucking that knew nothing about the trucking business, okay? They would take the general manager of HR would try. So I implemented a system where, look, I'm the liaison between the company and the drivers, okay? Mm-hmm. You want to go to the drivers, you come to me from the company, and the drivers want to go to the company, they come to me. And I've been with this company over 16 years, and I've lost probably two drivers in 16 years.
Whoa, and that's incredible.
My philosophy is if the driver's happy, the company's happy. If the company's happy, they make the drivers happy. Mm-hmm. And I implemented a once-a-month driver's meeting on a Saturday. It's 4 hours. Everybody's paid for the 4 hours. It's a discussion period on how I can make the driver's jobs better and how we can make the company better for the drivers. And it's flawless. It's been working for the past 15 years, and I'm not going to change the system. And happy drivers will come to work on time, will give you the respect you need, but you've got to give them respect, and you have to understand what's going on in their office, which is behind that wheel, okay?
That's true,
and
yeah.
I've seen the industry change since 1978. It's changed immensely, immensely, mm-hmm. and some of these companies don't want to implement the change, like the ELB, the electronic logbooks, the TVIRs, the vehicle inspection reports. That's a mandatory must for me, which covers the company, which covers the driver. So,
right.
I mean, I just want to share that with you, you and your drivers, and say that, my hiring process is I sit down with the driver first, and then I bring the general manager for the company in. And, you know, he has some questions, but some of the questions he has are far out there. What kind of trucks have you driven? Well, you know, okay, fine. We have 10 Kenworths. We have Kenworths. And, I mean, if you've driven a Freightliner, fine. If you've driven a Granite, that's fine, too. But the fact of the matter is, it's all in how you present yourself to the employer and the employee.
Yeah.
You know?
Wow. Spot on.
Are you from Boston?
No, I'm from New York, but I lived in Plymouth, Massachusetts for quite some time.
Oh, I'm about 30 miles from Plymouth.
Oh, nice. So where are you in Boston?
I'm actually in East Boston by Logan Airport.
Oh, great. Yeah, I used to do some old school cold calling back in the day.
Very good.
Yeah.
Wow.
I appreciate it, Anthony.
But,
thank you so much for calling in, and kudos for you. That's awesome. Love what
Tim,
you
have a very great show. Keep up the good work. I have your Road Dog Trucking in every one of my trucks. It's a mandatory with the trucks.
Well, brother, thank you so much. And my pleasure. We thank you for all you do as well for your drivers and also for the trucking industry. Have a great day, buddy.
Okay, buddy, you too.
All right. Okay, well, Jackie, we're going to go to Heavy Haul. And by the way, that was a good thing that he's doing, isn't it?
God.
Really
fantastic.
Great.
That just makes me so excited. Anthony's enthusiasm, what he's doing for his drivers is spot on.
Absolutely.
Absolutely love it.
And I can see why he has the retention that he has.
Totally. Absolutely. I want to go work for him.
Yeah. Tell me about it.
Yeah.
Let's go to Texas on this trip, Jackie, and Heavy Haul Mercenary is with us. Good morning, and
all
you're
right.
Live on the show with Jackie.
Hi.
Uh-oh. Did we lose you?
Uh-oh.
Yeah, did we? Is this connection still there, Dre? I think we lost him. Okay, yeah, I believe we did. Yeah, I'm sorry about that, buddy, and if you can, before we don't have much time, but if you can, before we part their ways, just try to get back in with us. All right, we have Mark next in Utah. Mark, good morning. You're live on the show with Jackie.
Hey, good morning. How did I get into trucking?
Good morning.
Good morning. How did I get into trucking? There was a little lady at a pool tournament that I was in. She drove for a company. I haven't seen their trucks anymore. I don't even know if they're still about, but she was with Dandy Trucking. She asked me to help her with her brakes. She went outside. I went outside to have a cigarette, and there was this Volvo. I fell in love, and that's how I got into it. Now, with the company, as to why I'm still with the company, is number one, they have safety in mind with their drivers. I will not drive a truck unless I have a secondary escape route, and that's through the side doors and the sleeper. If it doesn't have them, I absolutely refuse to drive that truck.
That's something that a lot of people don't think about. That's a good viewpoint.
Yeah, if you're a team and you're looking for a company, look at the equipment. Yep. The main thing you want is you want them escape doors for your passenger because, you know, accidents happen. And sometimes these cabs get so mangled up that the front doors won't open, but yet you've got that secondary escape, you know, and you can get out through that back there in the back. But why am I still with this company? Leather interior, heated air conditioning seats, direct TV, Sirius Satellite XM, you know, I've got a top-notch truck. I refuse to go anywhere. But yeah, that's the main thing is that the secondary escape route through the back.
That's huge. Yeah, like Tim said, not many people think about that, but that is definitely
you're driving team. That's the first thing you should look at. Does your partner have that escape route? Whether it be your brother, sister, or even your wife. Lord forbid, you know, something happens to the driver because, you know, it does happen out here. But yet, you know, the front doors are so mangled up, can't open up, so they have to cut through the wall. You know, cutting through that wall could be seconds on whether, you know, saving that life in the bunk back there.
Right.
All right. Well, brother, thank you so much for your call, and we certainly appreciate all you do out there.
Hey, thank you.
All right, have a good one. Walking Eagle is next. Walking Eagle, good morning. You're live on the show with Jackie.
Morning, Jackie. How are
you today? Good morning, Walking Eagle. Fantastic. How are you?
Well, I'm this side of the dirt. I got started in trucking. Because I needed a home. I was living on the street. I found out about...
Really?
Learning, yeah. I found out about this. And I got a grant. Went to a trade school. Learned how to do this in Michigan. And haven't looked back. Well, I quit for 3 years because I got... hit by a car as a pedestrian, and my mother passed away, so I forgot to do DOT physical. Met a woman. After that, we fell in love. For me to be able to provide for her like I thought I needed to, I went to a major company, got my CDL back, and now I've got my own truck. Major company.
Wow. Congratulations. That is a kind of rags to riches story from the streets to having your own truck.
I don't know if it's riches, but...
definitely from rags, though, right?
Yeah, for sure.
From rags.
Well, that's good.
But I think there's quite a few people that have ended up doing in the same manner that I did.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. For me, the biggest thing when I was a company driver was people not telling me the whole truth on things.
Mm-hmm.
And that did not set well with me.
Yeah.
You know, if you want to keep drivers, you have to be straightforward and honest about everything. Otherwise, they're not going to be happy and they're going to wander away.
That's absolutely right.
Yeah.
Well, we appreciate you, buddy, and thank you so much for your call. And you're right, there are other drivers. There are quite a few drivers that got into it because of needing a home, basically. As a matter of fact, I have a friend. He's long been retired, but he was in the same situation. He was homeless and sleeping under a bridge and saw a truck go by one day that had a big sign on the trailer that you know, to call this number if you want to drive a truck like this, and he did, and
mm-hmm.
and got into a truck and got off the streets and became very successful with it, became a very successful owner-operator. So, but yeah, this, again, it's very interesting to hear the various reasons people got into trucking. And Jackie,
yeah.
Thank you so much. We appreciate all you do as well, and certainly look forward to talking to you next time around.